Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith to Receive. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn to Mark 11 this morning? Mark, the 11th chapter. We've been ministering for some weeks on this subject of faith to receive. And we're not just Faith Life Church for nothing. We really do believe in having faith. And not just faith stickers and faith sermons and faith teachings, but actually living by faith. Having faith. I mean, you operating in faith on a Tuesday afternoon with no piano music, no choir singing, no Brother Moore preaching. Just you believing God and getting results, getting miracles, right? That's what this is all. If that's not happening, then we're not doing our job. Something's not right. But I believe, I know it is. I know it's happening. We hear testimonies, see evidences of it all the time. Mark 11, 22. Jesus said, have faith in God. For verily I say to you that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So when the Lord tells us to have faith in God, the just shall live by faith, walk by faith, overcome by faith. This is one major way of living the faith life, and that's when obstacles, even if they seem giant-like, if they seem mountainous, get in your way, what do? He could have just as easily told us to beg God earnestly, couldn't he? But he didn't say that. Religion has given us that. Believers are not beggars. If you're begging, you're not in faith. If you're begging, means you don't know the will of God. So here he said, what? You got a mountain in your way? What did Jesus, the head of the church, tell you and I to do? Speak. This ain't prayer. This is not you talking to God. Right? This is you talking to the mountainous issue. Problem. Hindrance. And what do? You command it in the name of Jesus to get out of your way. Get out of your life. Stop. And you're not just trying it. You believe what you're saying will happen. And if you'll say it and not doubt in your heart, but believe that what you say comes to pass, Jesus, the head of the church, said, you shall have whatever you say. Didn't he say it? Do you believe it? People mock us, make fun of us, call us to name it and frame it and blab it and grab it and confess it, possess it bunch. They don't realize they're making fun of Jesus. He's the one that said that, right? We believe him. We know we've got a lot to learn about it, but we're endeavoring to walk in what we know about this. So something gets in your way. Something's bothering you. Something's hindering you. What do? Don't sit around and wait and hope something will happen. Don't just beg God night and day and call it prayer. What do? Come on, help me out now. What are you going to do? Fevers all over your baby. Your business is getting held up. Your money's tied up. It's obvious. Just one thing after another. You got problems. Things are in your way. Things are hindering you. What do? You don't just turn in 300 prayer requests and call 12 hotlines. Do you know if you get 1,000 people begging God at the same time, you get nothing? Now, I know some people don't like that, but listen, come back to the Bible. Come back to the Bible. What did the Master say? Something's in your life. It's bothering you. It's hindering you. It's holding you up. It's standing in your way. It's trying to hurt you. It's trying to destroy you. Stand up. Face it. Look it in the eye. Say, no, you don't. Not in my life, you don't. I command you. Stop. Stop. Get out of my life. Leave. I mean, it's smart before you ever start to do a project. You know, before we ever started this project across town here, our new facility, Phyllis and I spoke over it. And we advised the devil, Satan, we bind you. In the name of Jesus, we bind you from hindering it or causing problems. You're bound up and you're shut down. You got no place in it. We forbid it. And then the Bible says, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Heaven backs you up. What if you do nothing? Well, then there's nothing for heaven to back. Instead of begging God, you start to do a new business venture the Lord leads you into. You start to do an investment or whatever you start to do. Whatever you start to do, don't just sit by, especially if you've waited and didn't do anything, and now you see you got problems. Don't sit idly by. Stand up, speak to it, command it to stop. Bind it up, shut it down, expect it to happen. That's what Jesus said. Now verse 24. He went on to say another application of the faith walk, the faith life, same faith, just operating a little different way, a little different area. Therefore I say to you, what things soever you desire. So now a mountain, a problem is not something you desire. You don't want that in your life. So you don't need to be praying about that. God didn't put that mountain in there. You just need to talk to that thing, command it to go. But every good gift and every perfect gift comes down from above, from the Father of lights, something you desire. It's all right to pray about that. It's all right to ask the Father about it and ask for it. It's all right. It's a good thing. It's from Him. But notice there's a specific way to ask. What things soever you desire, when you pray, do what?
Believe.
Don't just ask, but when you ask praying, do what?
Believe.
And not just believe vague and generally, very specific what Jesus told you and me to believe. What are we to believe? We are to believe that we receive what? The things we desired, the thing we asked for. We are to believe that we received it. Now, you've heard us talk about this before. This ain't our first rodeo. Yours and mine in this area, right? I mean, we've talked about this, but you need to talk about it over and over because millions of the church are missing it right here. Still waiting on God to do it. Millions, faith people so-called, word people so-called. It's easy to slip back into that rut because for centuries, we and our fathers and grandparents were taught to just wait on God. That was humility, that was the right thing to do. Just wait, and whatever God decides to give you, it's up to Him. And if it didn't happen, it's because He decided not to do it. And don't question His will. But this is not Bible. Couldn't Jesus have very easily said that? Whatever you desire, pray and just wait and leave it to God. Couldn't He have said that? If that was the right way to do it, couldn't He have just said, just leave it to God? And then whatever happens, just submit to the will of God. He could have said it. It's not what He said. What did He say? He said, whatever it is you're desiring and wanting, whatever it is you're praying and asking about, when you come, do what?
Believe
something. Very specifically. Believe what? Believe that you receive them. If you look up that word in the Greek, it literally means take. T-A-K-E. Believe that you take them. So, Mr. What if it's not the will of God? Then you ought not be asking for it. You ought not be praying about it. Are you with me? Trying to get it if you think it's not the will of God. So see, here's the thing. People want to just beg and just vague and no revelation, no knowledge of the will of God, and just kind of throw a bunch of prayers out there and leave it up to God, hoping He'll pick up one of them and do something with it. No. The Bible said, don't be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, Ephesians says. You and I are not ready to pray until we know the will of God. Talking about the prayer of faith now. There are different kinds of praying. But when you're talking about praying the prayer of faith, you are not ready to pray the prayer of faith until you know the will of God. I'm going to say that three more times. I said, you are not ready. I am not ready to pray the prayer of faith until we know the will of God. Say it out loud with me. I'm not ready to pray the prayer of faith until I know the will of God. One more time. Say it together. I'm not ready to pray the prayer of faith until I know the will of God. Because you can't pray the prayer of faith until you know the will of God. Impossible. As long as you're questioning whether it's God's will to save you or not, you can't pray the prayer of faith in salvation to be born again. Until you know the will of God to be healed, you can't pray the prayer of faith to be healed. Till you know it's God's will to meet your needs, you can't pray a prayer of faith about your provision. Now, if you got questions about that, you're not sure about that, do not let this get away from you. Don't just take my word for it. Put your head in this book and get it settled once and for all. This is so important. How does faith come?
By hearing.
It comes by hearing, not by needing, not by begging, not by desiring. It comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Why? Because when you hear what God tells you, now you know His will. Right? When He tells you what His will is, now you know what His will is. Now you can pray a prayer of faith. We've studied previously in this study of faith to receive this great truth all through the Word of God. God provides by His grace. But we must possess by our faith. Just because it's the will of God for you to have it, just because He's bought and paid for it and given it to you, doesn't mean you'll ever enjoy it. You have to receive it. How many know God has bought and paid for salvation, cleansing of spirit, righteousness, forgiveness of sin for every man and woman on the planet?
Thank you, Lord.
Are they all enjoying it?
No.
Is it the will of God for them to enjoy? It's not His will that any should be lost or perish. It's His will that all would come to the knowledge of Him and be saved. Well, yet there are millions that don't know Him at all, that are not born again. They're not enjoying any of it. Why? He has provided it. He has given it. It is His will. Why aren't they enjoying it? Because you must possess. You must receive. You must take what has been given by faith.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Bold to Receive, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1303J. That's R1303J, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.